Tonight I want to look at the sacrifice for service, and that is the body. You see, everybody that's been to the sacrifice for sin ought to be willing to sacrifice their body for service. The Bible, we ought to be able willing to come to that place Brother Napper talked about in Sunday school this morning, where we'd say, here am I, Lord, send me, use me, amen, and in your work. He said, now, preacher, what are you getting at? Well, let me show you some things here tonight that are absolutely necessary. Number one, that we have to be pardoned. The Word of God said, I beseech you, therefore, somebody tell me the next word, brethren. This is not talking to sinner folk, this is talking to God's people, amen. A sinner man cannot give himself to the Lord for the service of the Lord. He must first be saved. But after we've been through the blood and after we've been born again, then God says, I have a word for the brethren. I like what the Bible said over there in verse number 58 of 1 Corinthians 15. After it says we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, it says, brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me tell you something right now. How many knows I'm telling it right? You won't serve the Lord long till that devil will jump up on your shoulder and he'll tell you there's no use to go on. Ain't nobody living. Ain't nothing happening. Amen. What's the use to pray? Am I right or am I wrong? Amen. But I tell you, he's a liar, and we need to realize that. So we must be pardoned. The Bible uses the word brethren, and then it says, by the mercies of God. Now watch what he's asking here. Paul uses that word beseech. He's practically begging the church at Rome. And I'll tell you something tonight. He's not begging them for his benefit. He's begging them for their benefit. Amen. You say, preacher, why would you talk about a visitation day like that and a prayer and a visitation day? Let me just say this to you tonight, church. It's not for my benefit. Amen. I'll tell you what's the truth. I want to stand there at the judgment seat of Christ. I want to swell up, amen, as my people go by, Brother Gale, and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, amen. These children in the Sunday school and these children in the children's church growing up under the Word of God. I want to hear my Heavenly Father say, you done good, son, amen. Well done, enter into the joy of the Lord. It's not just about a reward for me. It's not just about a reward for you. It's about getting out here, amen, and making a difference in the community where we live. Amen. And there's a work. We got to be pardoned before we see the sacrifice. That's the first thing, pardon. Now watch this. The next word God gave me is presented. He said that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, brother, I appreciate that prayer a while ago. That blessed my heart. Anybody get blessed by that prayer? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Thank you for my church. Amen. I appreciate that. But let me tell you something right now. God will never take our life. You say, preacher, what do you mean? God will never kill us? That's not what I'm talking about. A life of service. God's not going to take it. He's not going to take it from our young people. He's not going to take it from the grandparents. He's not going to take it from the parents. That life must be given. We must present it to the Lord. We must say, Lord, here it is. I want you to have it. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. That's the only way we'll ever hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, is if we give it to him. Amen. Jesus said, deny yourself. You say, well, preacher, why does it say that? I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody listen carefully. Self does not want to give up. Self wants to run the show, wants to sit on the throne in a man's heart, amen. And in order for God to have his way, self has to be dethroned and the Savior must be on the throne in our heart and in our life, amen. It must be presented. I don't know about you, but I believe Isaiah meant it when he said, here am I, Lord, send me. You know, I've used this illustration before and I think I've used it here. I think I have. If I haven't, well, then it'll be good. And if I have, you probably forgot it by now anyway. Here's what a lot of people do. The will of God. Right? They want to know the will of God for their life. And here's the way a lot of people operate. They say, now, Lord, you fill that in for me. And you go down through there, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I believe it'd be the will of God for Luis to get a haircut. I'm tired of him looking like a hippie. Amen? Amen? No, I'm just kidding him. Amen? I love him. But let me tell you something right now. The way a lot of people operate, they say, well, Lord, if you'll just fill all that in, I'll read it over. I'll consider it. And I'll pray about it. And if I like it, I tell you what I'll do, Lord, I'll even sign it. That's my name. My wife said I should have been a doctor. Now you know why. Amen? That's the way a lot of people operate. But let me tell you something about the will of God. You'll never find it that way. You say, how in the world do you find the will of God, preacher? Here's how you find it. At the top of the page, the will of God. Here's what you do. You sign it. And hand it to Him. And tell Him to fill it in. And whatever it is, wherever it sends you. Let me say this, whatever it costs, I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. Because God would never call on us to do something that He would not enable us to do for the glory of God. You say, preacher, what is that? That's presenting. That's saying, Lord, here it is. A lot of people say, well, if I could figure out what He wants me to do, then I might surrender. How many knows you'll never figure out what He wants you to do that way? Amen. God just wants you to throw up the white flag and say, Lord, I'm bought with a price. I don't belong to myself. I belong to You. Here I am, Lord, whatever You say. Help me, Lord, to get at it. Amen. For the glory of God. I believe where God guides, God will provide. Amen. There's a pardon involved. There's a presentation involved. He presented it. Now, here's another thing. There are people that get hung up right here. Every one of us struggle in some of these areas at times in our life. But the next word is the word pure. You see, after we've given our life to the Lord and we presented our body and said, Lord, take me and use me. How many knows we're going to come under attack right there? Amen. And you see, what's going to happen? Watch what the Bible said here. That you present your body a living sacrifice. What's the next word? Goes right with Sunday school. Holy. Acceptable. You say, preacher, what else is acceptable? Nothing. God wants us to be holy. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'm looking at the word pure, the word transformed. I believe with all my heart it's important. Turn with me to 2 Timothy just a moment. 2 Timothy chapter 2 tonight and verse number 19. I'll give you a passage of Scripture here that was in my heart this afternoon. The Bible said here in verse number 19, 2 Timothy 2, nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure. How many's glad it's still standing sure? Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. How many believes the Lord knows them that are His? And then the Bible said this, Brother Joe, let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's not talking to sinner folk. That's talking to saved people. And in order to be used of God, we're talking about now the sacrifice for service, our body. We need to be pardoned. We got to be saved. We need to present it to the Lord. We got to surrender. But we need to be pure. We need to be sanctified that we might be meet. That means fit for the Master's use. Amen. I believe with all of my heart. Listen to me. That God wants us to be that transformed. The Bible said here, watch this, in verse number 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. Some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust. Paul's talking to Timothy. He said, preacher, you shouldn't talk to a preacher like that. How many preachers in the building say, hey, you still have to worry about that youthful lust? Say amen right there. And you better flee from it. You better run from it or it'll get you. Amen. The Bible said here, flee also youthful lust. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a, what's that next word? Pure heart. Amen. And the Bible said the servant of the Lord must not strive, but he must be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Watch verse 26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. What is the major theme? God said, hey, you give it to me, and I'll use your life to make a difference in somebody else's life. Give it to me. Give it to me. The sacrifice of service is the body. Amen. The Bible said you're clean. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. How can we be sanctified? Brother, if we're never in the Bible, Brother Sam, how can we be sanctified? Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Psalm 119 said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Amen. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. I don't believe you can put too much emphasis on the word of God. And one preacher, when he got saved and started serving the Lord, his family told him, said, if you don't get out of that Bible for a little bit, said, you'll never be in your right mind. He said, I was never in my right mind till I got in it. Amen. I'm telling you right now, the Word of God will help you. Amen. We're pardoned. We present our Bible, our bodies. And then God said, I want you to be pure. Amen. Taking heed. Then I want to give you this. Watch this. Not only does the sacrifice have to do with being pardoned and presenting our body and being pure, but in closing, let me give you this. It's a proven way. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Let me just say this to you. It's one thing to say I'm a Christian. You know what God said? Prove it. You say, preacher, do you have to prove to God? No, I don't. How many knows that the Bible's right when it said God looketh not on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart? There's a problem right there, Brother Gale. You can't see my heart. So God tells me to prove that I'm a Christian. The Bible tells me to let my light so shine that men may see my good works and glorify my Father, which is in heaven. Brother Joe Redman, it has been said of you, brother, that in your community, people know where you stand. Well, let me tell you something right now. They don't know where you stand because they was able to look at your heart. They know where you stand because they see how you live your life. See the difference? God looks at his heart. He don't have anything to prove to the Lord. Amen. But he has everything to prove to the community. And so do I. And so do you. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. Prove it. The Bible said that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. By the way, it didn't use the word or. There's some people say, well, the will of God is good. But I tell you, the perfect will of God's better. Huh. It's either the will of God, Brother Johnny, or it's not. The Bible uses the word and. It's good and, right? Acceptable and perfect. That's what the will of God is. Amen. You don't pick and choose out of it. Is it good or is it perfect? Is it acceptable? It's all three. The will of God is good. The will of God is perfect. And the will of God is acceptable. You know something right now? In America, as well as around the globe, many, many, if not most, of God's people will live and die and never discover the will of God for their life. You know the major reason? They're hanging on to it. They have their own aspirations. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you save your life, you'll lose it. Am I right or am I wrong? But he said, if you'll lose your life for my name's sake, if you'll just turn it over to him, amen, I tell you, he said, you'll find it. The sacrifice of service. The sacrifice of our body. Here I am, Lord. Send me. I couldn't believe it this morning when Brother Napper was teaching how that it went hand in hand with these messages today. You say you're a Christian? Prove it. I'll say this. There's some preachers in the house and others that go to church here. You say you're a preacher? Prove it. Say amen right there. If you don't like that kind of preaching, read your own bylaws. And Constitution. Say amen. There ought to be some evidence in a man of God's life that God has a call on his life. Amen. You say, preacher, that's me. No, it ain't. That's Bible. Prove it. You say you're a Christian? Prove it. You say you're a man of God? Prove it. I don't mean you're going to be perfect. How many knows you'll strike out before you get home? Amen. But it does mean you can do the will of God for your life. For it's proven. God's will. Look at verse 2. He said there in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? So you can prove what is the will of God. Let me give you something right here. Let me give you this and we'll be done. There's several things out of the rest of this chapter. Number one, God's will. Number two, God's way. How many understands that God's will must be done God's way? You say, preacher, you mean you have to do it God's way? That's exactly. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. Why don't you ask Uzzah in the Old Testament when God said to carry that ark, didn't he, brother? He said to put that the staves through them rings and carry that ark. Ain't that right, brother? What'd they do? They put it on an old milk kine. And they went over a hump. And that thing rocked. And Uzzah reached up there to... He meant to do good. He was trying to do what was right. But it killed him. Right? We got to do God's work and God's will God's way. Amen? You say, how in the world do you ever know what God's way is? We got 66 books of it. Amen? God's will never cross God's Word. In spite of what some of them TV preachers will tell you. I've heard people make statements like, well, I know what the Bible said, but... Amen? You better know what the Bible says and go with it. Because that's what's important. Amen? Right, if you have a dream and it lines up with the Bible, thank God for the dream. If you have a dream and it don't line up with the Bible, thank God for the beans and forget about the dream. Amen. It's pure. It's proven. God's way. God's way has to do with several things. In verse 4 through verse number 8, it has to do with our gifts. How many realizes we're not all gifted the same? Hannah, I can't sing like you do. Amen. If you ever try to preach like I do, I'm going to throw a rock at you. Amen. I'm just kidding, that youngin'. Amen. How many knows we got different gifts? I remember when I messed this thumb up, I asked the doctor. I said, Doc, when this thing gets better, can I play the piano? He said, why, sure. I said, that's good, because I couldn't play it before I heard it. Amen. That's not my gift. Brother Fred, you better keep leading the choir. You give me one Sunday with them and you won't have nobody in this house. Amen. That's not my gift. Amen. Brother Eddie, I've got over the children. I love them, but I'd kill them if I went back there with them for 45 minutes. Amen. That's not my gift. Amen. Listen. Whatever, you say, preacher, you mean God gives how many believes God gives everybody in the body of Christ a gift? Something they can do. Brother Joe, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I'm going to. I love to hear you sing, and you do a great job at it. Brother, God's given you a gift to pray, too. Amen. I like to get in the throne room with him, don't you? Some people have this gift or that gift. And some people don't understand that everybody don't have the same gift. I believe that's one of the reasons God's put this breakfast together and this visitation in my heart the way that He has. There's something for everybody to do. Everybody. Something for everybody. We see the gifts. And then we see not only the gifts we need to pay attention to. Go home and read verse 4 through verse number 8. But we see our love. Look at verse number 9. Let your love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. You say, preacher, what's that big old word mean? The only reason I know is I looked it up years ago. That word dissimulation means hypocrisy. Let your love be without hypocrisy. What does that mean? That means, Brother Johnny, as hard as it is to love you, I got to love you the same way I love Michael. Amen? How many knows what I just said? Now, we got favorites. Everybody's got people they'd rather fellowship with. They just have more things in common. Amen? You're not a hypocrite for that. You don't have the same friends down at the school, do you? You got different ones. You understand what I mean? And you're not it. But the Bible said, don't you be guilty of loving this one and shunning this one. Hypocrisy. Don't let your love be. Let it be without dissimulation. Let it be without hypocrisy. Let your love be across the board. Let it be genuine. Let it be real. And then we need in our work in verse number 11. We're talking about now God's way. God's way in our gifts. God's way in our love. God's way in our work. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. I'm just going to say a word about here. But on the job, Christians ought to be the best employee on the job. But how many knows it ain't always that way? The break is supposed to be 15 minutes, and it's 40 minutes. He said, preacher, you got no business preaching. I'm preaching good right now. Say amen. I'm telling you as Christians, if it's supposed to be a 10-minute break, it ought to be a 10-minute break. And listen, as much as I believe in witnessing, it ought to be done on break time or lunch time or before work or after work. If it's going to take away from the job, we're robbing that guy's disappointing us. There's a time to read our Bible, a time to pray, a time to witness. The Bible talks about our work. He said, preacher, what do you mean? I'm telling you, what if we were doing our work as unto the Lord? That's what we're supposed to be doing. I've had people in recent months, not here, but complain about their job. And I look at them in their God-given eyeballs and say, you know, if I were you, I'd stop right there. And I thank God I have a job. You said, preacher, I got a mean boss. A man was telling me a while ago about some ungodly men he works with. You're going to face that everywhere. Some more degree, some less degree. But I tell you what will really help. Pray for that mean boss. Pray for him, amen. Pray for those ungodly people. He said, preacher, where'd you get that? I'm glad you asked. Look in verse number 13. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. We're talking about now in verse number 12, rejoicing in hope, our hope, and in our work, and our hope, and our giving to others. In verse number 13, the Bible talks about distributing to the necessity of the saints. I mentioned that in the announcements, and I thank God that we're guilty of that around Bible Way Baptist Church. Amen. Guilty. Helping one another. Helping God's men. Helping God's people. Amen. And then watch this then, and I'm done. We need to not only be proven God's will, God's way concerning our gifts and our love and our work and our hope and our giving, but what about our enemies? You say, you mean to tell me God has a word to say about our enemies? How many knows He does? Look what it says right here. It said, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that do weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. How many's ever really, really, just for a minute, in your heart, you wanted to give somebody the right hand of fellowship? Is anybody with me tonight? Amen. But something called the Holy Ghost stopped you. Amen. I preached a message one time. I got it off of a can. I read these words on a can. Contents under pressure. How many knows that people are living under pressure? Everybody's under pressure of some kind. Amen. And this is what I said. You can either pray before you pop, or you'll have to pray and get right with God after you pop. And I've been around long enough to realize it's better to pray before the pop-off valve goes off. Amen. That pop-off valve normally is located right under our nose. Say amen. God wants us to understand that we can operate in love. Do God's work, God's way, even concerning our enemies. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible. Brothers and sisters, sometimes it's not possible. There's some people that would rather fight than eat and rather keep something stirred up. Amen? But he said, if it's possible, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. He said, preacher, they did me wrong. The Bible said, give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. He said, preacher, I don't understand. These things that I'm covering tonight in this chapter are the reason a lot of people will not be used in the service of God. They can't surrender because if they did, it's not a vessel that's meet for the master's use. I don't know about you, but if I go to the kitchen and I'm going to eat a bowl of cereal, my daughter-in-law said she can always tell when I've been to her house because I don't fool with them little spoons. I mean, good night. Why should you have to make three trips to do what you can do in one? Amen? I don't fool with them. Cereal, you're eating the next to nothing anyway. You might as well get all of it you can. Amen? Quit, Sister Donna. Amen? My daughter-in-law said she'll come in and said there'll be a big old bowl with a big old spoon laying in the sink. Well, guess what? I have been guilty of eating two bowls in one day. How many believes I'll go back and get that same old dirty bowl and fill it up and that same old dirty spoon? No, sir. You say, preacher, what do? I hunt me a clean one. You say, what do if you can't find it? I wash the one I used earlier. Don't know how to spell wash? Amen. I don't like washing dishes, but I will before I'll eat out of a dirty when somebody say amen right there. And you know what God will do? He'll look for a clean vessel. He'll look for a vessel that's meet, Brother Houston, fit. God's used Brother Long year after year, church after church, used him in the Rock of Ages. Because one day, Brother Long just threw up a white flag, said, Lord, here am I. Send me. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be standing where I'm standing tonight if I was running the show in my life. I would not be standing here tonight. But I'm not running the show in my life. I have a Savior that owns me. He bought me. He paid for me. And I belong to Him. In all of these areas tonight, you say, preacher, my love, my work, my enemies, my gifts, all of it comes under that body. Paul said, when I preach to others, I keep under my body. What do you mean? He means he has to keep it under the influence of the Spirit of God. Because if he don't, Brother Dennis, he said, then I'll be a castaway. And that nowhere means or teaches that he's going to hell. But what it means is he's going to the shelf. He's no longer fit for God to use. And that bothered Paul. That thought bothered him bad. Amen. And that thought ought to bother you when it ought to bother me. Amen. Let me give you an illustration and I'm done. How many of y'all know what a Remington shotgun is? 1100. Semi-automatic. Shotgun. Years ago, there was a department store in Rose's department store in Abingdon, Virginia. That's what it was called. I think it's still there. And I went in a gun store, and they wanted $400 and some odd for that shotgun. Rose's had that same shotgun. I mean the same thing, 30-inch full choke. That was before the days of them screw-in chokes where you could change them. You hunters know what I'm talking about. The rest of you guess. Amen. 30-inch full choke vent rib, beautiful engraving in the side of it, walnut stock, glossy as a car finish. I said, they got that same gun down at Rose's for $239. He said, there ain't no way that they can sell that shotgun for $239. I said, well, I'm going to go buy it for $239. And I went down there and I bought that gun for $239. I think I bought it in August. Well, now watch this illustration. It might sound stupid, but it makes a point. What would it be like if rabbit season comes? It comes around November. What would it be like if I call Rose's department store? Say, would you give me sporting goods? You're going to wait a little while. How many knows? Amen. Finally, Brother Johnny, somebody picks the phone up and says, sporting goods. I say, excuse me. My name is Rick Vannoy. And back in August, by the way, rabbit season's coming in tomorrow. But back in August, I bought a shotgun off of you folk down there. I don't know if you remember it or not, but I did. I got a good deal in it. I got $239. I bought that shotgun, and I was just wondering, would it be all right with you all if I take it hunting in the morning? Maybe the illustration ain't as dumb as I thought it was. Our Lord, Brother Dennis, don't call us up and ask us if it's all right if He uses us. He's done bought us. He's done paid for us. And the Word of God uses these words, and I'm done tonight. I'm trying to quit. It said, which is your reasonable service? It is not unreasonable to say, Lord, I don't belong to myself. I belong to You. Be like buying a car. Get ready to go on vacation. Call down there at the car lot and ask them if it's all right if you take that car on vacation. They'd laugh you out of the country. Say amen. Be as bad as that woman up there in Baltimore, Maryland. Went by the service station one day. She thought she had a tire that was low. Went by the service station. They said, ma'am, have you put spring air in your tires? She said, I never heard of such a thing. They said, yeah, winter's over. You need spring air in your tires. They let the air out of all four of her tires, put air back in all four of her tires, and charged her $1.50 a tire. And they laughed her all the way to the house. Say amen. But when she got home and told her husband, he wasn't laughing. He said, I'm not going with you. I'm ashamed to ride with you. You're going back down there and get that money back. They're still standing down there laughing. This ain't no laughing matter tonight. Preston, you don't belong to pastor. And in a sense, you belong to Bible Way as in joining the church. But I tell you the main thing tonight. Sister Carol, you belong to Jesus. He don't have to call you up and ask permission. Say amen. We already belong to Him. But I tell you, the happy Christian is the one that realizes that. Says, Lord, I'm bought. I'm paid for. Take my life and make it what You'd have it be. Gabriel, you want me to tell you what I want you to be when you grow up? Can I? Can I tell you? From right here, I'm going to tell you. You ready? I want you to be, honey, what God wants you to be. Amen. Nothing more. Nothing less. Yeah. You say, preacher, what if I'm a plumber? If that's what God wants you to be, I'll be so happy for you. Amen. Yeah. How many knows He'll be miserable trying to do anything else? Amen. And I'm afraid in our young people, even sometimes parents are guilty. They're trying to get a hold of that steering wheel, steer them this way, steer them that way. When we ought to be getting a hold of the God of heaven and teaching them to do the same thing. Amen. There are parents in the world today, if their daughter said, I want to go to the mission field, I believe that's what God wants me to do. Oh no, honey. Oh no, honey. Our Savior would say, oh yes! Amen. If that's what I'm telling you to do, do it. You say, preacher, they could never survive on the mission field. If God calls them, they'll survive. Say amen. Amen. A man and his wife and four children years ago, I can remember it like it was yesterday. Miss Eve knows who I'm talking about. We met him in a conference in Georgia. I built him a display board like mine. He asked me if I'd build him one. I did. He wanted me to pay him. I wouldn't let him.
He had been off from deputation all month. He had been sick. His family had been sick. And he was taking his family, Brother Brian, into the most AIDS-infected part of Africa. He said, "Preacher, that man ain't got any sense." And his wife was right beside of him. And his children were right beside of him. How many knows that's surrender? I'll just say this. They're safer in the will of God in the most AIDS-infected part of Africa than they are on the street corner in Kingsport, Tennessee, out of the will of God. They're safer. They're safer. I love you tonight, church. There's a sacrifice for sin. I can get happy about that, can't you? The blood. But there's a sacrifice, Brother Gail, for service. This whole body. You say it ain't much. Mine sure ain't. But Lord, you can have it. Whatever it is, you can have it. Amen. How many believes if we'll do that, we'll be happy? How many believes if we'll do that, somebody else will end up being happy? Because they'll see the Lord working in our life. They'll want what we have. How many's glad you come to church tonight? All you men that's got a handkerchief, get it out. I'm not going to borrow it. I heard this, Sister Teresa, years ago. It's not original with me, but a man said this from the pulpit. He said, "There are more lies told behind songbooks than anywhere else in the world." He said, "There are more lies told behind songbooks than anywhere else in the world." And I thought, what in the world, Brother Gary, is he talking about? He said, people stand and sing, "I surrender all," knowing good and well they're not surrendered. How many knows I'm telling it right? Say amen. Every one of us has been guilty at some time or another, ain't we? But I tell you what I want to do tonight publicly. I just raise my white flag. I'm raising it up there, Lord. Now you could say that tonight. Listen to me. How many of y'all understand? Brother Grizzle, I think I made it plain. I ain't planning on going nowhere, brother. There's work to be done. I ain't planning. But what if God changes the plan? Would you still be happy the preacher held it up there? How many understands what I just said?
Amen.
But I tell you one thing right now. That's the happy Christian. Take my life, Lord. That's the happy teenager. That's the happy mom. The happy dad. That's the happy grandparents. Where's Aubrey at tonight, honey? She's back yonder, ain't she? Aubrey, you know what I want you to be when you grow up, baby? I just want you to be what the Lord wants you to be. How many believes I told that from my heart? You said, what if your granddaughter ends up washing dishes somewhere? Maybe she can sing while she washes them like some of the old timers used to. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you glad you come tonight? You glad you stayed? Are you glad it's time to go? Surrender. Give it to Him. Sister Jessica, it's not too early to be praying for that baby. God, save my baby. God, help my baby to throw up that white flag and say, Lord, I love mom and I love daddy, but I love you. What you want for my life, Zane Thomas, I started to call him Shane. Zane Thomas, he's hiding from me now. I was going to give you $5. Watch him pop back up. Amen. I want little Zane Thomas to be what God wants him to be. my deacons tonight, all I want for your life is just be what God wants you to be. Be what God wants you to be. If He's happy with that, how could I be anything else? Amen. Amen.